as well as several sessions around the country. Be sure to check back often. More sessions will be added closer to the summer. And if you're interested in bringing the Teachers Institute to your area and know an administrator in your local schools, we would love to discuss the opportunity with them. To learn more, visit www.arrl.org/TI. Christmas Eve 2025 offers a great opportunity to hear radio transmissions from vintage equipment still operational for over 100 years. On Wednesday, December 24th, 2025, the World Heritage Grimden radio station in southern Sweden is scheduled to broadcast a traditional Christmas message to the world on 17.2 kHz CW using a 200 kilowatt Alexanderson alternator with the call sign SA2. That transmission begins at 0800 UTC. The event can be viewed on a YouTube live stream beginning at 0720 UTC. QSL cards will be available, but for a guaranteed eQSL, please report using the online QSL form. And the 2025 Fessenden commemorative transmission is scheduled to take place December 24th and 31st at 2100 hours UTC on 486 kHz from Forest, Virginia, in honor of the legend Reginald Fessenden. Fessenden was a pioneering inventor known as the father of the voice of radio and for his work involving radio and sonar. Brian Justin, WA1ZMS, will control the broadcast under a new Part 5 call sign, WQ2XQA. Reports of reception can be sent via email to WA1ZMS@att.net. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. South Korea launched KSLV-2, or Korea Space Launch Vehicle, with 13 satellites on board. 12 of them have frequencies in the UHF band, of which 3 are IARU coordinated. They are twin Snuglight 3 CubeSats, HANA on 436.460 MHz and DURI on 436.788 MHz. They use 9600 BPS GMSK AX.25 digipeater, UHF beacons, and an S-band imaging payload on 2.405 gigahertz. The third satellite is Spire 1 on 436.650 megahertz up and 2.425 gigahertz.
American Radio Relay League news will continue in 20 seconds. Played by KE6GBK.